ঈশ্বর বচন ব্যাসে কৈল তাহা শ্রী নারায়ণ ভ্রম প্রমা বিপ্রা করুণা বাটক ঈশ্বরের বাক্যে নাহি দোষ এই সব We have been discussing this point that Ishar Vachan, what is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no flaw. In our statement, in our writing, because we are conditioned, therefore we have got four kinds of flaws. We are subjected to commit mistakes. We are sometimes delusion. And sometimes we try to cheat. And always our senses are imperfect. So therefore, whatever knowledge I will present or I will tell you, that is all imperfect. You cannot expect perfect knowledge from imperfect person. Just like a medical man, a doctor, when he is sick, he puts himself under the care of another medical man. He does not take care of himself because he is at that time imperfect physician. Because he is diseased, therefore he is imperfect. Although he is a physician, but in his diseased condition, he does not take charge of himself. He puts himself in the charge of another system. This is a system. So, when rascals and fools think in their imperfect state as perfect, the whole anomalies of this world begin. The rascals and fools, they do not think themselves that I am rascal and fool. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presents himself before his spiritual master, not saying, he presented his spiritual master found him that he was fool number one. So, we should be always prepared to admit our imperfection. But such imperfection is not on the Ishara. Ishara means controller. If the controller is imperfect, suppose a man is in charge, director of such and such department, education department, and if he is a fool, then what is the use of keeping such man? Therefore, Ishara, those who are controllers, they have no such flaw. That is to be admitted first. They are flawless. And what to speak of the Parameshwar? There are two kinds of Ishara. Ishara, you are also Ishara, but you are now in imperfect stage. When you become perfect, you become Ishara, controller. For example, just like at the present condition stage, we are all controlled by the senses. So, when you at least become the controller of the senses, then you become Ishara. Now we are controlled by the senses. But when you become actually controller of the senses, then you become Ishara. Then there will be less mistake. Less illusion, less cheating, and perfection. The Lord, God is out of all this imperfection. What are the scriptures? The scriptures are the words of God. And every scripture will find. God says, in Bible he says, God says, let there be creation. Therefore, why God? Are you bringing God for creation? Because that will be perfect. If God says that there will be creation, that creation will be perfect. Don't you see how this creation is perfect? We require water, and so much, a large quantity. So God has created this earth in such a way that 3/4 of the earth is covered with water. And the water is salty. Why? The water is reserved. Unless it is salty, it will decompose. And how the water is distributed? Oh, there is sun. Sun evaporates the water. That means salt is made minus. And the pure water is evaporated on the sky. And that is distributed all over the world. And it is kept on the high summit of the mountain so that it can come down by gravitation throughout the whole year, through the river, channel, and you can get water. How is the nature study? How it is perfect in man? Can you do that? No, it is not possible. There is scarcity of water, you have to see to the stars. You have no power. Your science cannot acquire. When there is scarcity, there is no rain. You cannot see it, right? You have to wait. So therefore, everything made by the law, that is perfect. There is no question of imperfection. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishtate. Purnamada, purnameda. Purnat purnamudachyati. In the Vedic language it is said that the Supreme Lord is full and perfect. Therefore, whatever he creates, it is also perfect and full. Actually, there is no scarcity in this material world. We have created scarcity by our mismanagement. Actually, the whole world, the whole earthly planet belongs to the all the living entities, they are meant for them. God has created vegetables for the animals, and He has created foods, flowers, grains, and you take meat from the animals, all live peacefully. But we nonsense rascals, we have created all this distinction. This is American, this is Indian, this is Chinese, this is Russian, and this, and that. I am Christian, I am Hindu. Why? All of you are God's servants, dependent on God. The leader is God. Just think in that way. The whole thing becomes perfect. Everything is there, perfect. The arrangement, nature's arrangement is such that you eat nicely. Whatever your bodily wants are there, there is sufficient supply. You get. Eat nicely and live peacefully and utilize the words of God. There are Bible, there are Quran, there is Vedas, and try to understand God and make your life perfect and go back to God. This is the whole policy. So there is no flaw in the arrangement of God. That is to be understood first of all. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Vedanta is compiled by God Himself. That we have explained yesterday. Lord Krishna also says that Vedanta Vip, Vedanta Kritcha Aham. I am the compiler of Vedanta and I am the knower of Vedanta. If God, if Krishna is not knower of Vedanta, then how he can compile Vedanta? Vedanta means the last word in knowledge. We are everyone seeking knowledge. And Vedanta means the last word of knowledge. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first of all, establishes that in the Vedanta Sutra, you cannot find any flaw. Therefore, you have no right to interpret. Because you are nonsense, rascal, So, how you can touch and comment on the sutras which is compiled by God, the Supreme Perfect? But we do not admit that I am a rascal. I say that I am very much learned. I am no flaw. I am perfect. So, these are foolishness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's point is this. Why the foolish person go to interpret and comment on Vedanta, which is perfect itself? Do you require to see the sun with this light? How is it possible? The sun is itself illuminated so nicely that you don't require any other light to see sun. If I say, my dear wife, please come with me and take this light. I will show you sun in the sky. You think that it is a nonsense? What is the use of this light? What is the use of this light? Similarly, what knowledge you have got that you have to want to comment on the Vedanta Sutra? It is already illuminated. In the beginning, athāta brahma jignāsaḥ. Now, you have got this human form of life. Now you have got full consciousness. You are not like animals. You are not like dogs and cats. Now you try to understand what you are. Brahma, what is spirit? Is it not your duty? Is it simply satisfied like animals, eating, drinking, and making and begetting children, and sometimes that, death is come and gone? Do you think that is your perfection of life? No. The Vedanta says, Athāta brahma jignāsaḥ. This life is for spiritual realization. It is not meant for cats and dogs life. Sense gratification. They are doing, the hawks are doing sense gratification all day, eating, and as soon as there is female, there is sex. Do you think this is human life? No. Vedanta says, no, it is not human life. Human life is to understand what is spirit, what is the background of this manifestation, Janma. So, at once, the Vedanta Sutra replies, Janma Adrasya Jataha, Brahma, the Supreme Absolute Truth is there, who is the background of all these manifestations. Now, if Brahma is background of this manifestation, so, we are all living entities and we are intelligent. We know how to do things very nicely. We have got intelligence. And do you think from whom we have emanated, he has no intelligence, he has no sense, he is impersonal? What is this nonsense? I am born of my father. Suppose I am not seen. Just after my birth, my father died. So, in my childhood, or even when my mother was pregnant, my father died. So I did not see my father. There are so many cases, just like Maharaj Parikshit. His father died while he was in the womb of his mother. Now, he has not seen his father. Does it mean that his father is impersonal? Any common man understand? So I have got this body from my father and I am so intelligent, I can do things nicely. So naturally my father is a person. How he can become my impersonal? Although I am not saying it. So this requires Janmadasya Jataha. Vedanta Sutra says, yes, from whom everything is emanated. So he is not impartial. Therefore, Bhagavat explains this verse, this sutra, very nice. Janmadasya jata annayat itaratasya atresu avijna sarat. That Supreme Person, God, is cognizant. He is sentient, not impartial. Because he knows everything. Because everything is just like your father knows almost everything of you. Because he has created you. This is crude example. But he is perfect. we father, we are not perfect, but he is perfect. That is because he is perfect, he knows everything in the nook and corner of the trees. He knows everything. Bhagavad says, avidya, avidya means he knows. How he knows? Jatrakshuresu sabita sakalam brahmana. His knowing process is different. And we simply apply our nonsense and ideas to God. Now, Deva says, now this sun is the eye of God. Jatrakshuresu sabita sakalam brahmana. Raja samastha siramutti rasesa teja. This sun, which is so illuminating and so powerful, it is the eye of God. Now, how we can hide yourself from the eyes of God? The sunshine is hidden in your room. You are thinking that I am alone in this room. Nobody can see. Let us do our nonsense. The sunshine is there. How can you hide yourself? Therefore, he is perfect. He can see. Whether. Besides that, that is outside. Look it. Inside, Ishvara Sarvabhutano Mridhyasi Yajjivati, he is sitting within you. So how can you hide yourself? So this is not possible. There is no flaw. He is seeing, he is working, he is writing, he is instructing. Everything is perfect. First of all, we have to understand this. And Bhagavad says, dharmanta sāpṣāt bhagavat pranītam. Dharma, any religion, or religious principle, sāpṣāt bhagavat pranītam. It is compiled and made by the Supreme Lord. Therefore, in every scripture, you will find the beginning is God. Beginning is God. Just like the state laws are made by the state administrator. So how can you make change? You cannot make change. The state law is that you must go to the right. Can you make any change? No, I shall go to the left. At once you will be arrested. That if you cannot change the laws of your state, how you can change the laws of God? That means, the more you violate the laws of God, the more you become sinful. This is called sin. As you violate the laws of the state and become a criminal, similarly, as you violate the laws of God, you become sinful. You become sinful. This is the definition of sin and fire. If you follow the rules of God, then you are fire. Now in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that sex intercourse for begetting children is iron. That means this is fire. But if sex intercourse for sense gratification, that is sin. That is sin. Now, a fool's man inquire, what is the difference between marriage as sex life and non-marriage sex life? That is the fool's question. But if we follow the rule is that life, that you require sex life. So, you just become gentleman. You marry. You get yourself married and peacefully live. That is nice. That is righteous. So why did you not accept? Similarly, there are so many things. In everything, there is God's law. And that is perfect. That is perfect. And Krishna consciousness means always to be conscious in contact with God. That is called Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not an artificial thing that we have manufactured some idea. And advertising that you are Krishna conscious. No. Krishna consciousness means just a obedient citizen of the state is always conscious of the state supremacy. Similarly, a person who is always conscious of the supremacy of God, Krishna, He is called Krishna conscious. He is called Krishna conscious. And if we say that why should he become Krishna conscious? If you do not become Krishna conscious, then you become criminal, you become sinful, you have to suffer. The laws of nature is so strong that it will not let you go without suffering. As the state's laws are so stringent that if you commit some criminal, simple by keeping marijuana and LSD, you are still immediately arrested. You see? So, what to speak of using them? So this is Krishna consciousness, that we should not violate. And whatever, everything is there, whatever is open, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to stress on this point, that nobody can interpret either in Bible or Vedanta Sutra or Quran. That is the principle. You cannot make any change. If you do not understand, then you go to the right person. Who is the right person? That right person who is receiving the knowledge by the parampara system. Not the right person like Dr. Radha Krishna, because he is very well educated and world famous philosopher. Therefore, he is the right person. No, he is not the right person. The right person is, he may be an illiterate person, but if he follows the Guru Parampara, the desired succession, he is the right person. He is the right person. He may be illiterate. He may not know. Just like Lord Chaitanya confirmed that Brahmin, he was illiterate, but he was studying Bhagavad Gita. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, he embraced him. My dear Brahmin, you are really understanding Bhagavad Gita. Because he knows the central point of Bhagavad Gita. The central point. This narration, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling in South India, he saw that one Brahmin was reading Bhagavad Gita. And his neighbors, they knew it, that this Brahmin is illiterate, and he does not know even what is ABCD, and still he is reading Bhagavad Gita. So they were joking, sometimes criticizing him. The Brahmin, of course, he was reading as far as possible, possibility. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the fun and approached the Brahmin, my dear Brahmin, what you are reading? He understood that he is a sincere person, he is not joking me, he is simply inquiring. So he said, my dear sir, I am illiterate. I do not know even the alphabet. But my Guru Maharaj asked me to read every day 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita. So what can I do? I have taken this Bhagavad Gita in pursuance of my spiritual master. So I am simply seeing the power and trying to understand what is there. Now he is illiterate. By seeing the power, he is trying to understand Bhagavad Gita by the order of his spiritual master. This is called Krishna consciousness. Because my spiritual master has ordered me to read Bhagavad Gita, I know I am illiterate, I cannot read. Let me see what it is. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asking, well, you are illiterate, but I see that you are feeling, you are crying. Yes, sir, I am crying. Why? Now, as soon as I take this book, the picture of Krishna and Arjuna comes before me. I see that Krishna is driving the chariot and Arjuna is hearing, and I simply appreciate, oh, Krishna is so kind that he has become his chariot driver of his devotee. Therefore I am crying. Oh, he is so kind. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you are reading Bhagavad Gita. At once he embraced him. This is reading Bhagavad Gita. Krishna minus Bhagavad Gita commentation. All Rakshaila. Be careful of all these fools and Rakshaila. That is not Bhagavad Gita. Maybe Dr. Radha Krishna, Swami Nityananda. All Rakshaila. because they have begged minus Krishna. They want to interpret. Similarly, they interpret Vedanta as all the minus God, minus God. So, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, warns you that don't go to the substance. There is no mistake. Try to understand Bhagavad Gita or Vedanta Sutra or any scripture as it is. Don't try to change it. Thank you.